Purpose of the practice. My questions are about the purpose of spiritual practice. What direction should we have in our mind? I understand that we meditate to quiet our minds and realize our true nature, our I am essence. Through this practice, we want to attain enlightenment, freedom, or whatever we call it. Will this practice also liberate the consciousness trapped in this reality? What should be my practice? I have been exploring Kabbalah and have felt that the practice of Kabbalah really helps, but I want to meditate on a deeper level. In Kabbalist meditation, it takes but an instant to connect, but I feel it should be longer, deeper, and less intellectual. Please guide me through this process. I am trying to make sense of all the practices I have pursued and make them more productive and efficient. Namaste. Another Florida seeker. Thank you for writing. I did not get a chance to call you before leaving, and it may be just as well, since the exercise of writing down your thoughts and questions may have helped you better articulate exactly what you wanted to ask. First of all, you asked, what is the purpose of the practice? Then you answer this question. I understand we meditate to attain enlightenment or freedom. Then you asked, will this practice also liberate the consciousness trapped in this reality? Bhagavan Ramana's teachings make it clear that the purpose of the practice is to know who we are. In the waking state, we believe we are this body. In the dream state, we create another body and believe we are that body. When in the dream, the dream body negates the reality of the waking state body, and the waking state body negates the reality of the dream body. But when we fall into deep sleep, what happens then? We experience neither the waking nor the dream bodies, and yet we exist without any awareness of a body. This is everyone's daily experience, but no one thinks deeply about it. So, the purpose of the practice is to realize who we really are. Are we these bodies, or are we the consciousness, awareness underlying the bodies? The bodies continually change, age, and perish, but does the consciousness underlying these three states change? And what is this consciousness? Bhagavan has said that the whole dilemma of existence and bondage to the chain of successive births and deaths is caused by the erroneous belief that we are these physical bodies. And as long as we cling to this belief, we will continue to suffer and be prevented from experiencing the joy of the ever-present pure existence that is our true nature. What is the practice? You want to experience the real you as pure consciousness. To do this, you have to detach yourself from the limited, erroneous, evanescent you as a body. How to do this? You must focus on that point from where the body consciousness arises. That is the simple I awareness. First, the I awareness rises, then comes body awareness. Hold on to that conscious I awareness and do not allow your thoughts to wander. Every time they do, ask yourself, who am I? Unless The mind is somewhat still to begin with. You cannot easily hold on to this I awareness. So, first sit quietly and calmly. Watch the ingoing and outgoing of the breath. Do not try to control it. Just watch it go in and out one-pointedly. After some time, you will find the breath coming more and more subtle or still. When the breath becomes still, the mind becomes quiet automatically. Once your mind becomes quiet, then seek from where the I awareness issues forth. Steadily and one-pointedly, seek from where within you the I consciousness arises. This is the practice. But there are ways in our daily life to aid us in this practice. First of all, when you are at work, do your job with one-pointed attention to the best of your ability. When you leave work, the work should also leave your mind. Do not take it with you. You need to do it with one-pointed attention and at the same time, total detachment. Believe that you are just an instrument, not the doer. Bhagavan has said that the work that has been preordained for this body will have to be performed. So, perform it with detachment. The work is not your purpose in life. Your purpose is to realize your true nature. When you are free from work, turn your mind to the inner quest, whether by repeating mantras, reciting stotrams, chanting, study, etc. Primarily keep the inner quest of who am I as your aim. You may not be able to keep up the inquiry all the time. At those times, you can take to these other practices. So, this is the practice. It is the path given to us by Ramana Bhagavan. If you take to it in all earnestness, he will extend his grace and make it fruitful. You can turn to him in times of difficulty and he will provide you with help and solutions. He is the inner guru who is always present to lead you on to the realization of your true nature. There is one more thing. It will not help to continually shift from one form of practice, from one guru to another, from one spiritual ideal to another. Take your time and choose which path suits you best, which gives you more peace, clarity, and inspiration, and then stick to that path. I hope this covers the points made in your letter. A visit to Sri Ramanashramam in India, although not essential, will surely serve to provide added inspiration to establish you on this path. Think about it, editor.